SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. First Lady Melania Trump demanding that Hunter Biden retract comments linking her to Jeffrey Epstein and threatens to sue if he does not. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
And Joe Biden's son made it in an interview this month with American journalist Andrew Callaghan. He alleged that Epstein introduced the First Lady to now President Donald Trump. Melania Trump's lawyer, Alejandro Brito, wrote in a letter to Biden that the statement was false, defamatory, and extremely salacious. Biden's remarks were widely disseminated on social media and reported by media outlets around the world, causing the First Lady, quote, to suffer overwhelming financial and reputational harm. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The German Marshall Fund's David Salvo says it is clear President Trump has been growing more frustrated with Vladimir Putin.
What is an open question is whether he has the capability in a three-hour meeting with President Putin, who is extremely savvy, understands the United States and President Trump, I think, quite well, whether he has the ability to sort of push back on what he is sure to be a barrage of Russian talking points and Russian maximalist demands.
The two leaders square off Friday in their talks in Anchorage. Justice Department indictments unsealed against three leaders and two high-ranking enforcers of Mexico's United Cartels. It's the latest U.S. move against the major Mexican drug operations. United Cartels is an umbrella organization. It's made up of smaller cartels that have worked for different groups over time. That organization holds a fierce grip over parts of western Mexico. Supreme Court refusing to block enforcement of a Mississippi law aimed at regulating the use of social media by children. The justices rejected an emergency appeal from a tech industry group. This is SRN News. On another fracture in the worldwide Anglican communion.
The Anglican Church in Nigeria has cut off relations with the Anglican Church in Wales over its elevation of a lesbian to the office of bishop. The denomination is teetering on the brink of a global schism over issues having to do with homosexuality. The church in the West has embraced gay ordination and is moving toward approval of same-sex marriage. The church in Africa and other parts of the world says it will not do that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Jets quarterback Justin Fields says his Christian faith helping him cope with criticisms that come with playing the most important position in football at the highest level in a huge city to boot. Fields, who is projected a starter for the Jets this year, says, quote, "I'm really getting closer to God. I'm reading the Bible every day, and I wish I would have started earlier." He says his faith has helped him in every way. This is SRN News. It just goes to show you there are a lot of nice people in this world, a lot of honest people, and that's good to hear. Correspondent Ben Thomas has the story of a missing billfold that had a lot of miles on it.
Losing a wallet can be a real hassle. Just ask Richard Guilford.
We looked the next day for it. Nobody could find it.
Back in 2014, Guilford was on the job at a Ford assembly plant in Wayne, Michigan. And at some point, his wallet fell out of his shirt pocket. He was only carrying $15, but he had a bunch of gift cards, too.
I left it go. I didn't hear nothing about it.
Jump forward to June. Yes, 2025, Lake Crystal, Minnesota, where Chad Volk was working on a 2015 Ford Edge with 151,000 miles on it.
I went to set the air cleaner in it, and I went snap down in the place where it's supposed to be. Messed around a little bit, and then pulled it back out, and the wallet was sitting on a little ledge.
I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at srnnews.com.